Hey, everybody. I am your host, Silas Forster. This is the Down to Earth podcast, where normally I am having very simple, down to earth conversations with local church pastors. I absolutely love to do it. It's just so much fun for me. So if you've been listening, I really appreciate it. I hope that you have been encouraged by it and continue to learn more about just faithful local church pastors, faithfully preaching the gospel and leading their congregations. And occasionally, I do enjoy putting out episodes to recommend certain books that I've been reading lately, and they correlate, given the podcast and what it's about, just with the local church. And so what books am I reading that have helped me think through certain topics related to the local church? And so I'd love to do that again today. And as you've probably seen, either in the title of the episode or the picture art or whatever, for the episode today is about politics. And I, if you know anything about me, you obviously know that I love Dr. Pepper, Kobe Bryant, and the South Carolina Gamecocks, but you probably wouldn't point me as, you know, someone who is heavily involved in politics. And I am not very outspoken about politics, not necessarily because I don't have anything to say, but quite honestly, because I'm just confused. There's so much information out there. And I remember this even as a kid, you know, hearing people talk about politics and stuff, like, you know, there's just so many policies out there, you know, things about immigration and war and taxes. And, you know, there's so many branches of government that make these decisions. And just to be fair, I had great teachers in school, so I'm not blaming anybody. It just, a lot of it goes over my head. And it's just really hard for me to follow things and like fully understand the, you know, consequences or the results of a particular candidate's policy on fill in the blank. It's just, there's so much, there's a lot of resources and things out there, but even some of the supposedly non-biased sources seem to have a bent, you know, one way or the other. And so the political landscape to me has just always been a little foreign, and I don't, just full transparency, I don't fully understand everything. And so for a long time, I just have been praying to the Lord for wisdom. And I think no matter where you stand in politics, whether you're someone like me who just doesn't fully understand it, you really want to be involved and you really want to understand, but it's just hard, or maybe you don't care at all, or maybe you're on the other end where you are currently in politics. You know, maybe you're making decisions and all those kinds of things. But I think across the board, when it comes to politics, especially as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, we need wisdom. We need wisdom from the Lord, not only in how we think about certain politics or a politician who we vote for, all of those things, but we really desperately need wisdom in how to interact and live with those who differ on politics. And so today's book is called How Can I Love Church Members with Different Politics? So that is the question that this really small booklet, which by the way, it's a part of a 9-mark series called Church Questions. So they have all kinds of books on just simple questions like the one I just read to you, or why should I be baptized? And then they'll just really quick, small little booklet on what baptism is, what it means, why you should be baptized. So they have a whole series of these. And our church, this was like one of the books of the month kind of thing, the one on politics. And so I got it, and it was really helpful. I would recommend this book to anybody. I don't know whether you're maybe a Christian or not, but people disagree on a lot of political stuff regardless. But as it relates to the church and fellow brothers and sisters, I would 100% recommend this book to you, because one of the things I feel like, and sometimes I feel like an outsider when it comes to talking about politics, just again, not because of how anyone's treated me, it's just I don't fully understand. So I'm often feel like a third party just listening in you know, on debates or arguments, or if I'm reading or scrolling online or on social media, one of the most common things that I see and hear is someone saying something along the lines of, how can you be a Christian and not vote for so-and-so? Or how can you call yourself a Christian and believe that this certain policy is a good thing, right? There is very regularly a very close tie between someone's political belief and their standing before God, as if they mean the same thing. And I just think that's a very dangerous game to play. I don't like identity politics. I think is just very destructive. When we so closely identify with a certain political party or politician as Christians, that we are very quick to jump the gun and question someone's salvation based off of a political belief, I think we're in some dangerous waters. I don't think that that is healthy whatsoever. I think it's destructive. And so what we need is wisdom. How do we navigate conversations and relationships where we are professing Christians and obviously we disagree on some big issues, right? And so one of the things that this book is extremely helpful with is helping. It doesn't give us the exact answers, but it helps us think about two categories, that there are whole church issues. Yes, there are issues that are very clear in Scripture that if you are a follower of Jesus, then this would be true, right? Like a belief in the gospel and in repentance of sin, baptism, you know, things like that, that go into what does it mean to truly follow, to truly follow Jesus. But then there are some Christian freedom things. There are some things that aren't as clear cut in Scripture where we need God's wisdom, because by nature of that, we may disagree. And so I think out the gate, there is some room for Christians to be gracious with one another when we disagree, because there are certain topics and things that aren't as cut and dry as others. And so this book helps kind of give us that framework of how we can think about, you know, these are issues related to someone's salvation in Jesus versus, you know, just a political party position or something like that. So I don't want to get too rambly on that, but I would highly recommend that you get your hands on a copy of this book, because it will definitely help you think through, okay, we both claim to follow Jesus, and if you are a true follower of Christ, then no matter what other differences there are between someone else, no matter where you grew up or what you do for a living or whatever it is, there are going to be a lot of things outside of politics that make us different, right? But if we follow Jesus, we know that it is the gospel that unites us. It is our belief in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and for eternal life that unites us as God's people, not a particular political agenda or political party or politician. Those things do not unite us as Christ's body. They just don't. But one of the quotes from this book that's helpful it says, the gospel does not automatically resolve all our wisdom-based political judgments in the here and now. So today, the gospel does not automatically mean that we're going to agree on everything and everything's going to be perfect through and through, right? We need wisdom in our political judgments. But he does say that it helps us love and forbear with one another amid those different wisdom-based judgments. So when we do disagree, the gospel helps helps us love and forbear with those who do disagree or who we do disagree with. It creates unity amid diversity, not uniformity. So the goal, if you are Christians and you're in this political landscape, right? The goal is not uniformity. It's not just to get everyone to think like you, talk like you, act like you as it relates to politics. The goal is unity. So how can we, even though we disagree, how can we allow our church body to be a witness to outsiders amidst those differences? How can we choose to love and show grace to those who disagree with a certain politic, or if that's even the right phrase, whatever it is, because it's just, it's so discouraging, especially again on social media, how hateful it seems like the church is to one another. And again, the gospel helps create this unity. If we can remind ourselves that despite our political beliefs, we are unified together in Christ, then something like a political belief or agenda should not be what divides us, because it's not what unites us. And so I would just greatly, greatly encourage, if you are, again, not at all involved in politics, or maybe you're like me, it's just really hard to understand, but you want to be active and involved and really try. Or if you're in the deep end in politics and stuff like that, this book is really helpful. And Christians, especially, I would recommend you read this really short book. It will help you think through those coming conversations, because they're not going to stop, right? It's not going to stop. Just because the election is past us does not mean that there is just going to be an ongoing reason for discussion on these things, right? Decisions are being made every day, regardless of who you voted for. You know, we have our president, but I would encourage fellow brothers and sisters to, one, trust in Christ. May your sole identity be that of a child of God, someone who has been saved from your sin because of Jesus Christ. And out of that identity, now take that into your other, you know, areas of life. Don't make a political decision make or break your relationship with fellow Christians, because again, that is not what unites us. Every single political decision that is made, there's another quote in this book that's really good. Even the good decisions that are made by any candidate are temporary and are going to be imperfect. And so we can't place our ultimate hope in a candidate or in a policy, because this side of eternity, it's only temporary, and it's going to be imperfect. And not everybody can be happy, right? It's just not possible. So each party, whether you believe in Christ or not, it's impossible to be all in on one and all in on the other. They can do no wrong, because it's just not true. Both are sinful. Both do things that are good. Both do things that are wicked. And we need God's wisdom to navigate those things. And so I would just encourage you, one, recognize again our unity is in Jesus Christ alone. And out of that, we can ask him for wisdom and how we think through politics. We need discernment really bad. We just need discernment, especially in how we deal with those who disagree with us. And so the back of the book, just the brief summary, for those that have listened, you know I like to read these, and it says, election seasons can cause division on a variety of issues. But what happens when you disagree with someone in your local church community? Authors Jonathan Lehman and Andy Nocelli propose that Christians should learn how to disagree on such issues with a spirit of gracious understanding by recognizing the importance of what binds us together as a local church body, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I love this book, and I don't want it to sound like, okay, the gospel is just the cookie cutter answer to avoid tiptoeing, you know, or no, to tiptoe around everything. But truly, the gospel is what unites us. Therefore, nothing else outside of that should be dividing us and accusing, you know, someone else of not being a Christian or that kind of thing, right? We need God's word to inform how we think, how we act, and how we treat one another as we engage in a variety of topics, but in particular, how we engage with each other in politics. So again, get your hand on a copy on this really small, helpful book. You'll be able to read it in one sitting, I'm sure. And let me know if you do end up getting it, let me know what you think. I love having these kind of conversations. I love reading books. And so I'd be curious to see how maybe it's helped you think through how we can think through disagreeing with fellow brothers and sisters in a way that's edifying and helpful, not dividing, right? And so thank you guys for listening. I know I've probably have rambled a lot and repeated a lot of things, but I appreciate you listening, and I hope that this book is as helpful to you as it was to me as I engage with fellow brothers and sisters with different politics. Stay tuned for more episodes with local church pastors. Thanks, guys. Bye.